I guess you've been looking for eggs this morning. Did you find any?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have any of you been eating candy so far today? A little bit? Yeah? Okay, I'm going to tell you about a guy named Charles who was searching. He was searching because he wanted to be rich. And some wise person advised him that he should look for a tree that grew near churches and graveyards and had blossoms the same color as the new moon and a fragrance that would overpower the soul. Then the wise person said, this is such an unusual tree that even if it's uprooted, its leaves and its flowers keep growing. Well, Charles really, his name was Charles Plumer, and he really wanted to be rich, so he determined that he was going to go find this tree. And he set out, and he traveled by foot and horseback and ship across the ocean, and he searched and he searched, and finally one day he came to an island where the air was always warm, and the people were always content, whether the sun was shining or whether it was raining. And Charles began to ask all the people, have you seen a tree like this? And finally he found someone who said, yes, I know exactly what tree you're talking about, and I know how to find it. What you need to do is go to our churchyard at midnight on a night when the moon is shining especially bright and look for a tree that's spreading its branches against the wall of the church. And when you find that tree, give it a little shake and you will discover riches beyond measure. So Charles did exactly what he was told. He chose a night when the moon was shining brightly, and at midnight he went to the churchyard, and there he found the graceful branches of the tree almost leaning, hugging the wall of the church. And he gave that tree just a little shake, and the pale blossoms that fell down all around him shone like golden coins, and the fragrance of those flowers did overwhelm his soul. And he realized in that moment, true riches did not consist in money, but in the quiet tranquility of the church courtyard, in the sweet smell of the flowers, and in the peace of that lovely night. And from there on, he continued to travel and search, but what he was searching for now was to notice and appreciate all the wonders of God's glorious creation. And he, in this way, carried richness within him all his life by learning to enjoy the beautiful world that God has given us. Now, I want to tell you about one more search that came out a little bit different than it was expected to. And that's the search of a friend of Jesus named Mary. After Jesus was killed, early in the morning on the first day of the week, Mary went looking for Jesus' body. It had been put in a certain place, and she was bringing soft cloth to wrap his body up and certain spices to make everything smell really good. And she went to the place where Jesus had been laid, and he wasn't there. His body was missing. Oh, she was so upset. She started to cry, and she started to ask people, just like Charles had asked over and over again, where is this tree? She was asking, where is Jesus' body? Where is it? Where could it be? And she saw two angels. She was even brave enough to talk to the angels and ask them, where is his body? And then she saw somebody who looked like the gardener. And she said, where's his body? If you know where it is, I'll go get it and take care of it. But then this person that she thought was the gardener called out her name and said to her, Mary, Mary. And in that moment, she knew it wasn't the gardener. It was her beloved teacher, Jesus. She hadn't found a dead body because Jesus wasn't dead. He was alive. And she ran to tell the other disciples, I have seen the Lord. This great good news that Jesus is alive has given Mary purpose and energy all the rest of the days of her life. And it's especially wonderful to know that Jesus is still alive today. And so we're surrounded by the wonderful aroma of the lilies, which, not unlike the plumeria, can teach us what really matters and what is special and important in our lives. And that's the love and the life that God gives us. So let's join hands. We're going to say a prayer, and then you're going to get to go to Sunday school. Yeah, don't forget to hold your brother's hand. Good. Gracious and holy God, we thank you so much for your life and your love revealed to us in Jesus Christ, and we see that it can never be destroyed and never die. And so we live today in the joy and the hope and the grace and mercy of that life and love. Amen.